Okay, so let's pick up where we left off. We were discussing the sugya of Omen Ruva LaParetz, Paretz KaOmed, and we left off at the Machlokas Achronim as to whether when we calculate Paretz Ruva or Omen Ruva, are we looking at every individual wall, or are we looking at the entire aggregate of the area that's enclosed by Mechitza. So this at Machlokas Misha Brura and the Chazanish on one hand, who assume that you look at every wall individually, and Aruch HaShulchan, who is in most cases, it comes out of Kula, but we'll see in a moment. Sometimes it could come out as a Chumra. The Aruch HaShulchan says you look at it in the aggregate. In the Nesivos HaShabbos, Rabbi Bloy points out that the Maral in his Chidushim assumes like says the Aruch HaShulchan well, he quotes some Merkavas and Mishnah, who take that position. So the classic case where I actually was proud of myself that I procured a marker to use on the whiteboard. Finally, but we don't have one here, so we'll suffice with this paper. But the case of the Chazanish discusses in Simon Ayin, I think it's the Ozayin. The Chazanish in Simon Ayin Ozayin discusses the following tzir. So you have your mavoi, let's say. So here is the solid wall. This is totally solid.
Okay.
And then you have another wall here that's totally solid. So this is Ome, you don't have to come out to Ome Ruba. This is Ome, this is Ome. Okay? And let's say this is 20 Amos, and this is 20 Amos. And then you have the openings of the Mavi, which are 10 Amos. So here...
Width, you say.
Okay. So here you have 4 Amos of Omed and 6 Amos of Paretz.
Okay.
And here you have 4 Amos of Omed and actually the way he has it, one second, let's use his numbers. The Chazanish Simon Ayin O Zayin. So he's talking about an area that's 20 Amos by 10 Amos. And then you have... Right, then the visual picture. So you have 4 Amos of Omed in the north, 4 Amos of Omed in the south, and 6 Amos of Paretz. So if you look at the entire aggregate, you have a total of 48 Amos of Omed and 12 Amos of Paretz. Mm-hmm. That's far more Omed than Paretz. Mm-hmm. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if you're looking at the entire picture, then you have a valid Hekev. But according to the Chazanish, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's true that you have two solid walls that are 20 Amos, but in the other two walls where you have 4 Omed and 6 Paretz, it's Paretz Mevel Omed. Mm-hmm. And then I only have 2 Mechitzas, and these 2 Mechitzas are effectively non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, this would be a valid Hekev. According to the Chazanish, not. Okay? So that's the more intuitive case is this case where it'll come out of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazanish, or Machmir, and the Aruch HaShulchan would be Mekel. But there is another case where it could come out of the other direction. So this is the picture that they have based on this Chazanish in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, footnote 20. But I'll reproduce it here a little bit more clearly. So you have the same thing. You have the Chazanish has a tzir also, but they have a nice picture. So you have the same dimensions of 20 Amos by 10 Amos. But in this picture, you have 11 Amos of Omed here and 9 Amos of Paretz on this side. And then over here, you have 6 Amos of Omed and 4 Amos of Paretz. And here also you have 6 Amos of Omed and 4 Amos of Paretz. And here you have a mashahu of the Mechitza on either side, But the entire Mechisa here is essentially Paritz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if I'm counting the Omeid, so I have 11, 23 Amos of Omeid. If I'm counting the Paritz, then I have far more Paritz than that. Right? Because this whole side is Paritz.
28 plus 9, 37. Yeah, whatever.
Right. So if I'm looking at the aggregate in this case, there's far more Paritz than Omeid. Right? But if I'm looking at each Mechitza individually, this Mechitza is Omeid Ruvel Paritz. This Mechitza is Omeid Ruvel Paritz. This Mechitza is Omeid Ruvel Paritz. And then here I have... it's all Paritz, but I have my Lechi Mikan, so to speak, on either side over here, and this is only Beruach Revius.
Mm-hmm.
So then in a Torah, I have a Rishus HaYachid.
Why would you include that side according to one opinion but not the other?
According to...
The fact that there's lechis, does that...
Why don't you only count these sides according to the Achashofan if you can do that?
You think... Because even... Let's say you're only looking at these three sides.
Mm-hmm.
So I have on these three sides... So you're coming back to the point you made yesterday, that or last time, that there are really two different ways of looking at things. Do you have, if you're talking about the Din D'oraisa of Rishus HaYachid of three mechitzas and the fourth mechitza doesn't have to be there, and then we only talk about a Tikkun Baruch HaVias, that's a different calculation than the calculation of creating a Rishus HaYachid to begin with, right? Yeah. That's the point you were making last time. To distinguish between the case of a Tikkun Baruch HaVias and the subject of what we prefer to Dismach Lug Zeruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah, right? Which is why you said, according to Aruch HaShulchan, everyone would agree that you have, if you have a Ruach HaVias which is totally open, but we're talking about what makes a Rishus HaYachid in a Torah, then we're not looking at the aggregate in that case, right? So you're asking... Why shouldn't everyone agree in this case? Right.
Mm-hmm. If you can look at three sides,
right.
When you look at individual walls, you should be able to also have three sides. When you look at the aggregate of three sides, or you look at that side, that side, that side.
Mm-hmm. What would the halacha be if there was no lechis for the Chazanishin Mishnah Berurah?
So let's just look at the Chazanishin side again. So in his case, of the 11 b'marav, sheish b'darav, sheish b'tzaf, and that's the picture we just drew. The hemet kana kalshu b'mekzavat fonis mizrachis b'mekzavat mizrachis, and you have a kana on these two corners. Nidan b'omin ruva, av sheyesh kan 37 parutz b'chol hakef and 23 omeid. I'm still being done because of omin ruva. Ella, the kevan denishlam hadofen harei amakom kvar mukav v'nikra omein meruba. Sheyesh lamakam omein megimel ruchos hilkach kishamer sheruba pisachim eino el kishyesh kan gimel defanus sherov kol dofen pisachim. So the Chazanis says you have in each side you have omein ruba of these three sides. So min haTorah I have erishus hayachid, and you're saying the Aruch HaShulchan could agree to that also. If we're just being done on what's erishus hayachid min haTorah, right?
How does he apply the lechi to this halacha, but it's not applied to the Aruch HaShulchan?
The
entire thing is like it's omed with the lechi.
Right, it's not
why would you say that with the Aruch HaShulchan?
Right. So you're right. So the Aruch HaShulchan, you're right. The Chazon Ish doesn't say, the Chazon Ish says it. So I was thinking when I thought this through that the Aruch HaShulchan would disagree in that case. But you may be correct. That here, if we're, it's not a matter of looking at the entire Hekef per se, if we're just trying to define what's considered Erishis HaYachid Min HaTorah.
Is this in here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You suggested maybe Evan could agree to this. Even if in general you look at the entire Hekef when defining Omei and Meruba, but in this case, if we're talking about what's considered Erishis HaYachid Min HaTorah, so if I have three walls of Omeid, then that's enough to make a Rishis HaYachim in a Torah. But let's talk about practically the Hetzer Tiltal. And according to the Chazon Ish's calculation, even though I have more parts than Omeid, but because I have three walls of Omeid Meruba Al HaParetz, then I have a sufficient hekif. Right?
Everyone agrees on the halacha just looking at that one side. What's the exact halacha with that one side? Let's say you need a lechi or you need meruba al parts, al mid al parts.
Right. Now a lechi for a mavi, a lechi only works if the
does everyone agree on that?
Alachi only works for an entrance to Mavi that's 10 amers or less, right?
But everyone agrees on that.
Right, so the Chazon Ish isn't talking about the Heter Tiltal per se. It's only the Chazon Ish is talking about what's considered Rishis HaYachid Min HaTorah. And you're saying that the Aruch HaShulchan could read that.
So he's applying right? The Aruch HaShulchan with this case.
Well, no one's talking about the Chazon Ish isn't talking about the Aruch HaShulchan. The Chazon Ish is saying Lahalacha, in this case, even though in the entire picture I have more pirates than Omei because they have three walls that are Omei and Rubella pirates, that's a good Rishis HaYachid.
Okay, so no one said the
Aruch HaShulchan. When I formulated this together in my mind, I was thinking, well, the Aruch HaShulchan should disagree with that. But you're pointing out that's incorrect.
That.
I'm sorry?
It might be talking about completely separate
right,
things.
Right, so you're saying.
This concept, you either need a lechi or you need rov.
But it's not even a lechi, meaning we're talking about what's the Rishis HaYachim in a Torah here.
Why is he giving that weird case?
So this is a case where you have paris meruba in the aggregate, but you have three walls that are omei meruba.
Why does? Would you ever think the aggregate matters?
No, the Aruch HaShulchan thought that the aggregate.
But the Aruch HaShulchan is with other halacha. Why is he bringing that up with this halacha?
Well,
the only time anyone suggests it matters is with Aruch HaShulchan. So.
Okay, so you're saying that as far as the definition of Rishis HaYachid, Evan should agree in this here. Evan should agree that this is Rishis HaYachid in a Torah.
Evan's still asking why is he bringing it up?
Well, he's making a true statement.
But it's a weird case to talk about two things. Is it implied by the Gemara you would also look at the aggregate? Or in the case of whether or not there are some?
don't know. So you're saying it's pashut.
Yeah.
Okay. But the Chazanish then does say that, and he's, it sounds like he's saying it's relevant to this case also, that he thinks that it may be true, at least it's with the Tzarachi, and he thinks there's a mashmas in Rashi and Sukkah, that you need to have both Omim Meruba in each side, and you need to have Omim Meruba B'chol HaHekef. It sounds like even for the definition of Rishis HaYachid. He quotes the Rashi in Sukkah, and Daf Zayin Amun Aleph.
Where is it?
Zayin Amun Aleph, Zir Maskel Masha Enkein. The Lush and Rashi. Lush and Rashi, Sukkah, Daf Zayin Amun Aleph. Because Lashon Rashi as follows. Afilu hayu lapsachim bebeiz hadafanos echad oshnayim. So even if you have a sukkah that has pesachim, that has openings on two of the walls, dechi mitzdaraf lehu b'hadei shtayim haprutzos havalei paritz meruba, such that if you look at the entire picture, then those walls are paritz meruba, sharia. So even if you have two walls of a sukkah that are paritz meruba, that's a kosher sukkah. I'm sorry. Afilu hayla psachim bebeis hadefanos echad ushnayim techimitz deraflu b'hadei shtayim aprutzas havalei paritz meruba sharia. So you have psachim in two walls that are mitzarif to existing pirtzos, and that would be mutter. The Gemara here contrasts Hilcha Shabbos with Hilchos Sukkah. The Gemara says Shabbos Ein any teres, ela be'omim ruba laparitz. When it comes to mechitzas Shabbos, the mechitzas has to be omim ruba laparitz. Zayin amud aleph towards the bottom. Ma she'en kein besukkah, as opposed to sukkah, where you don't need omim ruba laparitz. So the Rashi says, she Shabbos ein any teres, im yesh b'psachim harve, she'en b'mitzvus ha'pesach. If you have multiple openings in the mechitzas that don't have mitzvus ha'pesach, v'ravim ala omeid, and there are more openings than omeid, mevatli le'ala omeid, that's mevatli le'omeid, and then you don't have a good mechitza on Hilcha Shabbos. So Shabbos is ein ani teres, ala be'omin ruba. Mash'ekin sukkah, says Rashi, disagi le b'shtayim kolchasan, v'shlishis afi l'tefach. When it comes to sukkah anyway, all you need is two plus walls. V'afilu hayel apsachim b'shtei adefanos, echad ashnayim. So even if you have openings in two of the walls of the sukkah, Dechimitz deraft lehu v'hadishtayim haprutzos havalei paris meruba, such that if you count these psachim together with the parats of the other walls, then you have paris meruba, then that would be mutter. Okay, so the Rashi is describing it here in Sukkah, where you have openings on two sides, and the other two sides are paris meruba la'omed. So it sounds like even though the sum total of parats in the whole sukkah is more than the sum total of omed, that's fine, because there's no requirement of omen ruba on a sukkah, since when it comes to a sukkah, shtayim kol chasa v'shlish tzavi l'tefach is sufficient. Right? So it sounds like the contrast to that in Hilchos Shabbos is that in Hilchos Shabbos this would be insufficient. So says the Chazon Ish, mashma, de'ein paris meruba behen levadan. We're not looking at paris meruba on the walls themselves, on each individual wall. Ela shebechol hakavasukah paris meruba. We're talking about paris meruba in the aggregate. Aval sarachiyon, dechia gavna, gam b'shabbos nira dekasher. So shouldn't it be that even in Hilchos Shabbos that's good enough? Kigon, chaser yud al kaf. The gather yud aleph mi arka v'sheish sheish l'rach, with the case that we drew over here, this case. Alpha gada b'chol ha'hekev paris meruba. The yesh kan lam zayin paris l'kaf gimel omeid. The lehusker ela gimel defanos. V'chol sheish b'dofen omer meruba mikri dofen. V'neim the tzarech omer meruba b'chol ha'hekev lo shayich l'haskir minyan defanos. V'ulay das rashi Diturvayu be'inan sheyehei gimel defanos shebechol dofen omen ruba v'sheyehei b'chol hekev omen ruba. So he suggests, according to Rashi, that you need both. That you need both omen ruba on at least three walls be'etzem, yeah. Plus you need omen ruba in the aggregate. And he leaves that as a tzarachin, whether that's true lalacha, that you need both. Meaning he assumes that you definitely need omen ruba in each wall. But what about if you have Omen Ruba in each wall, but you don't have Omen Ruba in the aggregate? So the Chazon Ish thinks that is good enough, but he thinks, according to Rashi, maybe not. And you're saying,
is Rashi talking about?
Well, Rashi's contrasting the kashas of a sukkah with Mechitzas Shabbos. Probably talking about the rices here. They're probably talking about what's considered Rishis HaYachid Min HaTorah. So you're saying those are two separate issues.
You look at all four sides of
the
Rashi.
So the Mashmos of Rashi, what the Chazon Ish points out, the Mashmos of Rashi in Sukkah is that when it comes to Shabbos, you're looking at the aggregate. And the Chazon Ish is bothered, well, don't you see, we were assuming till now that you look at each wall individually. So he says, according to Rashi, maybe both. And you're saying, no, maybe you look at each wall individually if you're coming to be Madri Tiltal.
Chazon Ish is disagreeing on Rashi.
The Chazon Ish is saying, Tzarech Ian, he's saying, according to Rashi,
his case wouldn't be
according
good.
According to Rashi, his case wouldn't be good, and he leaves that as a tzarachian. I'm sorry?
I wouldn't agree with the Rambam that you need Tzuras HaPesach, because you don't have Tzuras HaPesach.
Everyone agrees, according to the Rambam, that if you have Paris Meruba, Tzuras HaPesach won't help.
No,
if it's less than Yod.
More than 10. No.
If more than Yod. What?
More than 10, no.
Right.
If you have more than 10, there's a lechi help. Or everyone agrees you need Tzuras HaPesach.
If you have more than 10 alachi, it does not help. That's the first mission of the Masechta, right?
few more than 10.
A mavi that's racha me asara lechi doesn't help.
Okay, so everyone agrees there would be nisar teltel.
Everyone agrees there would be nisar teltel in that case, correct? So unless it's some further tikkun. I'm sorry?
This definitely isn't applicable in the halacha of Shachna.
It's not applicable.
Because there's a nisar teltel. Because of the more than 10.
Again, to come back to what you said before, that even the Chashulchan should have been this year in the Chazanish. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, what about this Aaron Rashi? He says, Rashi sounds like you also have to look at the aggregate, and the context of the Gemara and Shabbos seems to be what's considered Rosh HaYachid Min HaTorah.
So what's this, the basic question over here is that you have a 10 by 10 by 20 by 20?
The Chazon Ishka's case is here. You have a 20 by 10 chaser, let's say,
right,
and three walls are omen ruba, the fourth wall is totally open.
Right.
So min haTorah, that should be a rishis hayachid, because you're looking at each of the three walls as omen ruba, even though the fourth wall is totally open, even though in the aggregate there's more pyres than omen. And he points out, he thinks the mashmas of Rashi in Sukkah initially is not that way, because Rashi, in describing the contrast between Sukkah and Shabbos, talks about paris in the aggregate, and he says maybe Rashi would hold that you need both. You have to look l'chumra.
I'm just saying the basic cheshbon over here is, therefore, if you look at the aggregate, so then you have 20, 23, right?
You have 23 omid and 37 parts.
And 37 parts.
Because you have the fourth wall, which is totally parts.
So even though we're not looking to, I mean, the fourth wall is kind of not an issue over here because we're only talking about Teresa. But the Maisa, you have, that's considered parts.
Right.
Is it obvious that Rashi?
I would have thought Midraisa, in terms of your three walls, you have Oy Meruba,
right,
with the aggregate as well.
Because you're not looking at the fourth wall.
You're not looking at the fourth wall, right. Why should the pierce of the fourth wall come into the cheshbon over here? I have 23 and 23 omid, and I'm missing 8. Sorry, 7. No, I'm missing more than that.
So you're missing 9, 4, and 4. You're missing 17.
Yeah, I'm missing 4 and 4. Right, I'm missing 17. Yeah, so 17 to 23. It should be good. Midraisa. That's a bother.
Yeah, what do you want to say, Essie?
I was going to say.
Down there.
If I want to make a tilt of the Rabbanon, so then according to the aggregate, I don't have Oymi Ruba. But if I just want to make a Rishus Yachid, then I so then I have 23 to 17. I have
Oymi Ruba according to the aggregate. Unless the Chazon is saying, so maybe the Chazon Ish is saying, at least initially, that even midrabanan, this becomes a rishus hayachid, because you're looking at omid meru, you're looking at, if you have three walls that are omid meruba, and the fourth wall, if the fourth wall didn't exist, so then you only have three walls. But if the fourth wall has at least a kana on either side, so it's a paritz meruba mea omed wall, not a totally paritz, or not a non-existing wall, and then it actually becomes mutter betiltel lemaisa.
But I thought you said you can't make a tikkun when you have one ten.
But correct, but it's not a tikkun. If I have a mavoi mefula, mavoi sasum, sanda ruach revius, in order for a lechi to work, it can't be wider than 10 amas. In this seer, this opening is 20 amas. This is an amavi. This is a a chatzer where if I have, as long as I have a cut on either side, so that's considered to be a wall that's paritz meruba, but a wall on some level, and then I'm looking at the entire picture and calculating that I have three walls that are omed. Is he saying that?
In terms of the issue of tilt, when we just, if you're looking at the whole thing, you look at the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the two lachis relevant?
Mm-hmm. So I guess he's not saying that.
You want to make a comment and say that the inability to make a tikkun on Yasum Yasser applies to a Mavoi Sasum. And this is not a Mavoi Sasum. But what does it matter what it opens up to? It's opening up to something.
Correct. I don't think what I was saying is correct anyway. We should go back and read the Chazanish straight from the beginning a little bit more carefully, because you've sensitized me to the fact that it requires a little further analysis. Okay, so let's go on.
It's my job.
Thank you. You collectively. Fine. Okay, so let's go on and let's try to review this again before next time.
Okay.
Take a look at the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara Daf Yud Amud Aleph on the bottom. Someone need a Gemara?
Yeah. Here.
Someone can look on with me. Yes,
right,
I
have,
but you got it.
Yeah. The Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph on the bottom, four lines from the bottom. Tani Levi, Mavi Shurachav Eser Mama. If you have a Mavi that's 20 amas wide, so as we just noted, the Mishnah Daf Beis, in order to make a Tikkun Beruach Revius and a Mavi Sasam, Elechi only works if the Mavi is no more than 10 amas wide. So if you have a Mavi that's twice as wide as regulation width, what do you do? Tani Levi, Mavi Shurachav Eser Mama, no Eitz Kana Beemse Iso, Vidayo. So just put a kana in the middle, at the midpoint, at the 10 amma point, and that is sufficient. Hutani lavu amr la deina lacha kosa mishnah. That's a fast. Why? Why ain't lacha kosa mishnah? Why doesn't that work? Says Rashi. The asiya vira the high gisa u the high gisa mavata le lakana. So the Gemara is going to have this concept in a few lines on Amud Beis. But Rashi introduces it here before the Gemara does, that the reason of Ein Halacha Kosa Mishnah, the reason it doesn't work to be Noe Tzakana in the middle of the 20 Amos, is because of Asi Avir the Hagisa Mevatala Lakana. Because the Avir is larger than the Kana, the Avir on either side is going to be Mevatal Lakana, and the Kana is effectively invisible, ineffective. So it sounds like the thought process was that if you put a kana in the middle, then you're no longer dealing with the 20 amma entrance. But the problem is, as you the hagisa, the hagisa mevatala. Now, if the Eger raises the following question at this stage of the Gemara, let's take a break from the Gemara. If the Eger in Simin Shin Samech Gimel on a mugan of rum sifkatan lamed hay. Vega raises the following question.
Shinsan Kibble.
And the Magad Ram Sivkat and Lamed Hay. Tamuli Maitzarach Lazah. So why does Rashi come on to Asiyavir Dahagisa Dahagisa? Habilav Hachi, Kevan Delo Nasa Bez Mavoos. So even if you're going to put a Kana there, even if Asiyavir didn't exist, but you haven't created two mevo'os just by putting a kana in the entrance. Lu yed b'makom ha'pas mimayt la'avir. So even if you're taking away from the 20 amos of avir. So let's say you make it 19 amos of avir. Amikal makam adayin amavli rochav yoser me eser amos ayde beis avirim. So you haven't done anything. You still have a mavoi whose entrance is much more than 20 amos. Davirim heim kaf amos pachos makam hapas. So all you have is 20 amos minus 1, 20 amos minus 2. But you still have an entrance to the mavoi of 20 amos. V'rak ayde pas nefak hamavoi v'nasa beis mavois. The only way to make it into two mavois is the Gemara's next suggestion of making a pas that eats into the orech hamavoi. So if you're going to have, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara, an entrance to the Mavi like this, and I make a pass that goes that way, so then I've eaten into the Mavi, I created two Mavos. But if I just have a Kana over here that doesn't eat into the Mavi, that's not making it into two Mavos, that's not splitting the difference of the 20 Amos. And that's when Kivegus Kasha Vinishar Bitsaruch Ian Gadol. And he doesn't think that having a cut in the middle is going to accomplish anything. Forget about Asi Avira. Even if Asi Avira didn't exist, you haven't been Mema'et the Avir sufficiently to allow for a Tikkun. That's when Kivegus Kasha on Rashi, essentially, on the Gemara, the way Rashi learns. The other Rishonim, Rashi isn't alone. You know, that's how the Rishonim, the other Rishonim learn also. That's the Gemara's objection of Les Hilchasa.
He's saying that there is a way to learn the Gemara that Rabbi Akiva would be happy with? Or?
No, so...
It's really a question of the Gemara.
It's really a question of the Gemara, just Rashi's Mepharshes the Gemara over here. So in the Masifta Gemara, he points out that the Meiri clearly understood the Gemara in a way that avoids the Kivegar's Kasha, or it disputes his premise. The Meiri, Dibra Maskil, Mavoi, understands that if not for Asi Avira, then when you put the Kana into the ground, you're making it into two different Tzachim. So then a Tikkun of Alech Yakora would be sufficient. That you don't have to go onto a pass that's Ochel into the Mavi in order to make it into two separate Mavoas. As long as you put a Kana there, that's what the Gemara meant. If not for Asi Avira, Dahagisa Mavatula, if I put a Kana, even if it's not sticking all the way into the Mavi, if I put a Kana at the entrance, that's going to divide into two separate psachim. We could consider it as two separate entrances, each of which could be nitar, belechi, okara. Okay. So let's go on to the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, to put a kun in the middle is insufficient because of asivir dagis dagis mevatale. Viter. Elehechi avit. So if that's not an option, then what is plan B? Amr Shmuel, Mishmei de Levi, Osa Pas Gavo Asara, B'meshech Arba Amos. So you make a pass, you make a board that is 10 tvachim tall and is 4 amos deep, meaning it goes into the Mavoi, it goes into the Mavoi like this. It extends into the Mavoi perpendicular to the entrance. Okay? Mamida L'Orcha Shel Mavoi. So you make a pass that is 4 amos wide that extends into the orko shell mavli. And that, everyone would agree, makes it into two mavos. That since the pass is a sheer heksher mavli, the pass itself is the dimensions of a heksher mavli, then that makes it into two mavos. Okay, inami, kedir Rav Yehuda. Or option B is like Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, mavoi shehu rachav chameshesrei ama. So let's say you have a mavoi that is 15 amos wide, and you have to get it down to 10 in order to make a tikkun. So what do you do? Marchik shtei amos. So don't do anything for a distance of 2 amos from the edge. The osa pas shalosh amos, and then you make a board that is 3 amos wide, and then you have a remaining 10 amos of open space. So you have 10 amos of open space, you have a pass of board that's 3 amos, and then you have 2 amos of open space on the other side. So in that case, you have now knocked down the Pesach HaMavoi to 10 Amos, and then you can make a regular Tikkun. Okay? So Gemara, yeah? Gemara asks, what? You can't say it?
Yeah, you got it?
Okay. So Gemara asks, Vamai, why do you have to come on to that? Yaseh pas amel mechsa. So why do you make the open space 1.5 amos? V'yarchish te amos. Make the pas 2 amos. Yaseh pas amel mechsa. Make the pas itself 1.5 amos. Why do you have to have a 3 amel pas chaval on the wood? Just use a 1.5 amel pas. V'yarchik shtei amos, and have that at a distance of 2 amos space from the edge. V'yasa pas amo mechsa, and then, I'm sorry, I did that wrong, again. Yas, have a pas next to the edge of 1.5 amos, and then have a space of 2 amos, and then have another pas of 1.5 amos. That's a total of 5. And then you have a space of 10. Yeah? So isn't that the functional equivalent of having a space of 2 and a pas of 3? You could have a pas of 1.5, a space of 2, another pas of 1.5. Yep.
And we'll break it up again. It will measure.
Yeah, it'll we'll be the same exact thing.
You'll get the right. Minimum of 10. Okay.
Then you have your 10. Shema mina. Omein ruba laparis mishtei ruchas. Lo have omein. So don't you see from here that Omein Meruba Laparis Mishtei Ruchos, if you have Omein Meruba on either side, such that each Omein is less than the width of the Parets, but the two Omein together are more than the Parets, then that's not called Omein Meruba. So don't you see from here that Omein Meruba Mishnei Stadim doesn't work?
Otherwise, we would have.
You could have said this.
Are we really sitting on wood there?
Are we saving?
Because
well,
one is 3, and then you have 2.
It's
one
the same.
Halves.
It's the same sum of wood, but maybe it's easier to get a 1.5 fair wide pass than a 3 wide pass. I don't know what the lumber stores are like. Okay. So the Gemara says that Fadi, you didn't give that example. Doesn't that prove that Omein Meruba Mishnei Stadim is not good? Says Gemara, not necessarily. Li'olam emelach haviyomi. Maybe in a chanami, in principle, omid ruvim v'shtei stadim is omid. So as long as you have a parit surrounded by 2 omids, and the sum of the 2 omids is larger than the parit, even each omid alone is not larger, maybe that is good. V'shani hacha, da'asi avir da'hagisa, v'avir da'hagisa mevatalei. No. But maybe here you have a different problem, the problem of Asi Avira, because you have your 1.5 Amma Pass, but the 1.5 Amma Pass is surrounded by 2 Amma Parts on one side, 10 Amma Parts on the other side. Those 2 Parts are going to gang up on the Pass and knock him out. So in principle, maybe Omein Meruba Mishnei Stadim would work, but I have another problem with Asi Avira.
Meaning they gang up because they are both larger than the Pass?
Because they're both larger than the Pass. So the Ritva is bothered. 1 second. If that's true, the Gemara is saying in principle that Omei Rumish Dei Stadim would work, but I have another problem with Asi Avira. So what's that case where I have Omei Rumish Dei Stadim and I don't have Asi Avira? I mean, the Gemara seems to assume here in this Tichia that there could be a case where Omei Rumish Dei Stadim works. Just in this case, Asi Avira. But isn't every case where you have Omein Meruba Mishnei Stadim going to be subject to Asi Avira? Because Omein Meruba Mishnei Stadim means that you have more parrots on one side of one of the omeids, because each omeid is less than the parrots. So aren't you always going to have Asi Avira, Mehagisa, in a case where you would have said Omein Meruba Mishnei Stadim? The Ritva es Akasha. The Ritva Dibra Maskil Umehadrinan. And the Ritva suggests the following. Nafkamina kigon shahayu shnei ha'amudim echad liyamin ha'mav v'samach l'kosel v'yachad l'smoloch samach l'kosel sheni. So let's say you have a case of a mavoi, and you have one omed on the right side of the entrance, one omed on the left side of the entrance, via avir bin sayim. And then you have avir in the middle. Dehashtaleka ella chad avir. So here you have a case where let's say you have 2.5 amos of omed on this side, and 2.5 amos of omed on this side, and 4 amos of avir in the middle. Right? So in this case, let's make it 5 amos of omed in the middle. So in this case, if I say omed ruv mishnei tzadim works, so I have 2.5, well, it has to be less than 5. Okay. Fine. Let's say this is 3, and this is 3, and this is 4. Okay? So if I say omed ruv mishnei tzadim works, so I have 3 here and 3 here, even though I have 4, which is more than 3, but 6 is more than 4. So omed ruv mishnei tzadim would tell me that I have a good mechitza here. It's not 10 tefachim wide, but we'd figure out the math, or figure out better numbers. But I have 6 over 4, then I have a omed ruv mechitza here, right? And here there's no asi avir da hagisa to talk about, because either side is the end of the road. So it's not shy to talk about avir on the other side. So that's the seer, where omed ruv mishnei tzadim may be relevant, where asi avira isn't in play. Okay? That's what the Ritva says, Diva Maskalu Mahadrina. We'll have to come back probably next time to discuss whether Omi Rumish Dei Sadim is actually Lahalach.
Okay.
Now why... So let's talk about Asi Avira for now. What is the rationale, or how does Asi Avira operate? How does Asi Avira Mahayigisa operate? So the Ron writes, Tezayin Amabez Diva Maskal Imoki, that if you have Asi Avira, so then the Omeid becomes Paritz. It's considered that the Omeid becomes Paritz, and could even be Mitzurav to make a Pirtza Yeser al Eser. So if I say Asi Avira da Hagisa, so then the Paritz that is overcome by the avir on either side subsumes the identity of the avir, akidekach, that I could create a pirtza yeser me'eser on the basis of asi avira. That's the Ran tezayin abeis di b'maschel imoki. Well, Mistabra writes the Ran, the Chol Heichid Yarmin and Asi Avira the Hagisa, Umvatala, Haome Nechshav Kaparitz, Umistarev Leos Paritz Mubal Omeid. The Chainami Imbain Shtei Apirzos Vaome Shevetayim Havu Yeser Me Eser. So if in the sum total you have, including the Ome that was Nisbatal by the Paris, if you have a sum total of yeser me'eser, chashvin ala lahach mechitza kinefritza yeser me'eser demevatele legamri. So he thinks misvara that asi avira means it totally knocks out the amud, and the omed is kimandalesa, it subsumes the identity of the parts. Chazanish assumes this as well misvara. The Chazanish didn't have the chidush Iran, wasn't printed yet. Chazanish in Simadalit Os Aleph writes this as well. The Rashba on Yudam Ibeis Dibra Maskal Shmasmina, Rashba Yudam Ibeis Dibra Maskal Shmasmina is not Mashma that way. Rashba sounds like if you have Asi Avir Dagisa, the mechitza is nisbatel, but the omid is not mitzaref to a shir yud to make a pirtza yeser meyeser. Okay, what should this machlokas be based on? Rabbi Willock suggests Am Mordechai Simon Vav Os Gimel, that maybe this should be totally on the machlokas Rishonim, whether Asiya Vira operates on a deraisa level or on a derabana level. Tosos in the beginning of Pasei Biros, in the beginning of, sorry, of the second parak, is bothered when it comes to Pasei Biros with the following kasha. We recall that Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir, when it comes to Pasei Biros, is it sufficient to have your bookends on all four corners? That's Rabbi Yehuda, that's what we assume like Lahalacha. Or do you need a pass in the middle of each open area, which is Shitas Rav Meir, right? According to Rav Meir, you need to have a pass, you need to have a kana, rather, in the middle of all of the four sides, right? That's Osim Pasim Biros, Arba Diyumdin, Nir Kishmona, Div Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir Omer Shmona, Nir Kishdemasar. So his Shmona, Nir Kishdemasar is Arba Diyumdin, the four bookends, and Arba Pshutin, you need four boards in the middle of each side, right? The Tosus is bothered. Dir Maskal Arb of Shut in the bottom of Yudayim of Beis. Velekala Meimar Hacha Da Asiya Vir Dagisa Dagisa Mavali La. 1 second. How does that help, according to Rameyer? Why don't you say Asiya Vir Dagisa Dagisa? Because there's more Paris and Omeid in either of the sides. Says Tosfos, Dilagabi Ole Rigali Mikila Vakmua Daraisa. No, so we're Mokimit Adin Daraisa, meaning, according to the Din Torah, there is no concept of Asiya Vira Tagisa Dagisa Mavatala. So the whole institution of Asiya Vira, according to Tosus, is clearly only Midirabanan. And that's the position of the Rashba as well. The Rashba Yates Amid Aleph, Dibra Maskal Hachi Kamar, Yates Amid Aleph Hachi Kamar. It seems like Tosfos that Asiya Vira is only a problem Minha Midirabanan, not Minatorah. And that's how he explains the difference between Kalayim and Shabbos. That Asiya Vira doesn't pose a problem for Mechitzas Kalayim. That you could have a Mechitza which would be subject to Asiya Vira in Hilchas Shabbos, but is not subject to Asiya Vira in Hilchas Kalayim.
It's a
Mechitza device. It's only that Min HaTorah, Asiya Vira doesn't pose a problem. However, there's a Ran, Chidush Ran, here also at the beginning of the second paragraph, Gizayin of Abayz, Diba Maskal Arba. So he answers Tosis Kashi differently, and implicit in the Ran is that he assumes that Asiya Vira is a din daraisa. The Ran Diba Maskal Arba Diyundin and Tomar Hechi Mahanu Pshutin Beemsa Name Asiya Vira Dagisa Dagisa Mavatola. Yes, he should have answered, no, that's only a din derabanan, and a hirok muad deraisa for Ali regalim, like Tosus. He doesn't say that. Tirtzu bezeh, dimi kulei pasi biros shanukan. This is a kul of pasi biros. The afal gav, diba alma armina navir dagisa mevatalei, hachil armina hacha, that's Tosus. So Tosus says deraisa derabanan. Vinir li, the hainu taima, Mishum, why is it that Pasei Biros are different? Not because we're Okmu Adin Daraisa. Mishum de Kevan de Lo Arminan Asi Avira de Hagisa Mavatala Elehechi She Echa Min Avirin Miruba Al Haomeid Osrasa. So when do we say Asi Avira? That's where the Avirim are more than the Omeid Ha'osrasa, aval b'pasi biros sheparitz meruba la'omeid niter behen. But here, when it comes to pasi biros, where the paritz is meruba la'omeid niter behen, harehu ki'ilu haya'omeid keparitz de'loshayich le'meimer bei asi avir dagisa dagisa umevatale. So what does he mean? So this is saying that when it comes to Pasi Biros, the reason you have that Pshutin and the Emsa is to create a Heter. So if that was instituted to create a Heter, then it's not going to be subject to Asiya Vira. Is that what he means? Why should that make a difference?
Just because it's the tekana, yeah. It's like a chashivas to it.
Not sure.
That was from who again?
This is the Chiddush Irad. The Hanogel in Yenedu is that he doesn't answer Leitosis. He seems to assume that Asiya Vira could well operate. Asiya Vira could well operate Min HaTorah. So he has to come on to a different chiluk as to when Asiya Vira is relevant. The Tosi Yishanim, who distinguishes between how big the Pshutin are. That he assumes that there is Asi Rabim Min HaTorah, but that's only if the Pshutim are less than one Amma. If the Pshutim are more than one Amma, then Asi Rabim is only relevant Midrabanan and doesn't apply to Pasi Biros. If it's less than an Amma, then Asi Rabim works Min HaTorah. So it's have to figure out exactly what the Kavanah of the Ran is, but the fact that he doesn't answer Leitosis implies, and the footnote points it out here, that he's assuming Asi Avira may be operational even on a Daraisa level. So Rabbi Willick suggests that if Asi Rabim works only Midrabanan, so then it's mistaber, the whole institution of Asi Rabim is only going to run. It's mistaber that Asi Rabim is not going to be powerful enough to totally be mevatel the omeid to make it ka'avir to be mitzarif to asara tvachim. So that to ten amos. So then the Rashi would be lishitaso that Asi Avira is only midrabanan, and the Ran who holds that Asi Avira is min haTorah. The Ran then understandably is holding that Asi Avira could actually make the Amid into the Amid into Paritz to contribute to a shear of Pirtza Yeser Me Eser. Okay. Right, so let's stop here, and then next time we'll finish up Asi Avira and talk about whether we assume Halacha Omruv Mishnei Tzadim, and then what happens when there's a clash between some of these different principles.
Okay.
Omruv and Asi Avira.
Right,
I have to clarify the Chazanish, clarify that Ran that we just quoted as well.
Okay, very good.
Okay, so Monday at 3
o'clock.
Excellent. Okay.